Welcome to In Your Backyard, a Gardening Colin radio show sponsored by Sunnyland Fertilizers. Gardening expert Teresa Watkins can help you grow your lawn, your flowers, your shrubs and trees. She can even talk about the birds and the bees. Call 352-787-9523. That's 787-9523 to have Teresa help you create a yard that's not only beautiful, but water conserving and low maintenance. Now here's your host, Teresa Watkins.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a beautiful day here in Central Florida. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, environmental consultant, horticulturist. I just love plants. I love to design. I love to help people with their backyards, their front yards, their side yards. You can give me a call here, 352-787-9523, if you're in the garden area, and we could talk about what's going on in your backyard. I'm really excited. We are going to be having Brooke Moffis with the Lake County Extension, University of Florida, here, talking with us about ground covers, perennial peanut, mimosa, strigulosa, which is just beautiful right now. So ground covers that you can, install or put into your landscape and have a little bit of lower maintenance. We're going to be talking about all kinds of ground covers, and that's going to be at the bottom of the half hour here. So I can't wait to talk to Brooke. She is a brand new mother again, and I get to find out all about her newest little one and Etta's little brother. So I'm looking forward to that. 352-787-9523 if you're in the garden area. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the attendees that attended my workshop, Design Your Florida Landscape, in Sanford on Saturday. We had a great class. I met wonderful people who love living here in Florida. And, you know, they had been living in Florida a long time, and they still had questions about what to grow in their backyard. So it was a great class, and got a lot of good questions. And I'm looking forward to continuing on with them through my Facebook and through their Facebook. And if you'd like to connect with me on Facebook, you can go to Teresa Watkins FL. And I've got some great pictures posted today of what's blooming. And, you know, I was very excited. I looked out of my yard this morning, and the allspice tree is just blooming its little heart out. And so this is a small understory tree. It is good for shady areas, and it gets to be about 20 feet tall, 18 to 20 feet tall. And it is the herb, the fragrance allspice. And when you crush the leaves, you get that Christmassy fragrance, which I love. And it's great for floral arrangements. It's great to bring in for potpourri, for the home. And I just love having it out in the yard. And it's not a wide tree. It's a very columnar tree, but it's evergreen all year round. It got a little bit hit in the winter this last year because it is a tropical, subtropical tree, but it rebounded beautifully, and the blooms today, just magnificent. So you can go and see pictures of that on my Facebook page. Those of us here in Lake County, I would be a little bit concerned about how cold it gets, especially if we have a winter like we did this year. But down over in Winter Park, over on the beach areas, down near Mount Dora, Winter Park, Orlando, allspice tree is a great small tree. Kind of reminds me, the leaves remind me of magnolias, but it gets beautiful little creamy white flowers that are going to turn into beautiful red berries. And so I'm looking forward to those. 787-9523 if you're in the garden area today. So we're hitting June. We don't need to be fertilizing our turf anymore. We should have done that in the springtime. And I was at a gentleman's house yesterday, and I said, he has beautiful lawn. And I said, what happened here? And they had put herbicide down. And I said, you know, it's a little too late to be doing herbicide. When you see weeds in your yard right now, the only thing that you can do them is, one, you can hand pull them. Two, you can use Roundup and just get rid of the entire area. I would do that if you didn't really have grass. You just had the majority of weeds and then resod it. But you don't want to use an herbicide right now when temperatures are over 85 degrees. And if you read the label, they'll recommend that too as well. So guess what happened? All the weeds are still there. They're doing just fine. The grass is gone. And so you want to be careful when we're using chemicals. You know, it's not wrong to use them, but you've got to use them correctly and according to the label. The label is the law. And so we just, for the next, I would say, 3 months, June, July, August, first part of September, the next time we're going to be fertilizing, the next time we're going to be putting chemicals down on turf if you need to, herbicides and other kinds of chemicals, then that's going to be the end of September, first part of October. Okay, so the rest of the summer you can take it where you don't need to do anything to your turf except mow it, keep it mowed at 3 to 4 inches high if you've got St. Augustine or Bahia grass, and then, you know, between 2 to 2.5 inches for Zoysia grass. And Zoysia grass will need to be mowed, even though it doesn't get tall. You may forget it, but it does need to be mowed to go ahead and produce that deep root system and to keep it under control. You don't want it to go to flower and to seed. And Zoysia grass does have a little purple flower on it that you will recognize or maybe notice when you don't mow as frequently as you should. All right. So you want to do that. So if your grass does need to be greened up, and that may occur with all the rain we're getting because it leaches the nitrates out, it kind of starting to turn a little yellow, then you're going to want to use an iron-only feeding, and that is allowed by law. And that'll be good for grass and for your plants, for your trees. And that's Sunnyland Super Iron Plus is a great product. But that will encourage it to turn green without telling it to grow. And it's not bad for our water resources. So you can use an iron only from now until the end of summertime, first part of September, until you can use a regular fertilizer. So it does not encourage excessive growth. And when we have turf, and if you're mowing, and we have to mow like once a week, why would you want to encourage growth? The more you use nitrogen, especially during the summertime, with our heat, with our tropical rains that are going to encourage the grass to grow as well, you're going to encourage chinch bugs, and you don't want to do that. Okay, so iron only right now. Now, if you are looking at your grass and you're seeing fungus issues, I just want you to check to see if your irrigation is on. Okay, our irrigation should not have come on at all in the last 4 weeks. The last month, we should not have had the irrigation on at all. And if it did, then you need to look and see what your rain gauge is set at. It should be set at a half inch to an inch, depending on how often you're watering. If it is once a week, which you can do now, you can always do once a week forever. You don't have to change it back and forth from 2 times a week to 1 time a week. You could just stay on once a week. Then it should be set on 1 inch. If you're watering twice a week, then you can put it to a half inch or 3/4 of an inch. Okay, so that inch, inch and a half is all the turf needs to have a good, healthy root system that is going to be less susceptible to wilting during the heat, and it's also going to make it healthier so it doesn't get disease issues. All right, we're going to be right back after our word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard with Teresa Watkins on Real Country AM 790 WLBE.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
So Sunnyland Professional and all-natural fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and all-natural fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. We're doing gardening chores today. There's still a little bit to be done in your vegetable and garden beds. If you are having vegetables and fruit trees in your yard, then those need to be fertilized on a consistent basis, and they're not listed underneath the fertilizer ban. That's only for lawns and turf. Okay, so your fruit trees and your vegetables are going to need to be fertilized on a consistent basis every 3 to 4 weeks. Using slow-release fertilizers and Sunnyland's products are great for that. But also, too, your banana trees, your pineapples, I see those a lot in the landscape. And you got to remember that even if they're a part of the landscape, you want to fertilize those more often than you would just your regular garden beds, or if you don't fertilize at all. If you want good production for your table to bring in to eat, then your fruit trees and your berries, your blueberries, your mangoes, your papayas, they're going to need to be fertilized when they're growing, and that's during the summertime. Okay, that's important. So you want to feed your bananas monthly, and then also to pineapples in their containers. And that's how I recommend growing pineapples. I was just visiting another house and they had pineapples all around their house. And I said, you know, those are going to get really out of hand, because once they start to produce, they die. But then each one of those pineapples, they're an epiphyte, they will start to produce 4 to 5 more pups. And so that means you're going to grow exponentially there. So it's okay when there's 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll even go with 5 pineapples in the ground. But after you get the pineapples harvested, they're going to start to multiply. And then by the end of the year, next spring, you're going to probably have between 10 and 15 pineapples, and they will do the same thing. So just, you know, not paying attention to them over a period of a year to a year and a half, you could have pineapples out of control in your yard. So that's recommending for right now. And so other than that, you can still be planting tomatoes right now. Cherry tomatoes and Roma tomatoes take the heat. They don't. Excuse me. There it was. Too late. And so, excuse my sneeze there. And so Roma tomatoes and cherry tomatoes can take the heat. Of course, they're grown in the Mediterranean, those Roman tomatoes. And so they will continue to produce through the summertime. And you can still have tomatoes in your garden, and peppers too right now. Also too, you can be planting okra. Then also the Caribbean vegetables like boniato and calabaza and dasheen and malanga spinach, roselle, and then also the southern peas, the crowder peas, the sweet cassavas, and sweet potatoes, and then some yard-long beans. So you're going to definitely want to, if you'd like to have that edible landscape, go ahead and put it into your landscape and let it produce and grow, and you can harvest it right from your garden beds, and it will look beautiful there. With us right now is Blondine Galbraith. Good afternoon, Blondine. How are you?
Good afternoon.
It is a beautiful sunny day here.
Yeah, it is quite warm today.
It is warm. And with the humidity, but it's still nice to plant out in the garden. What do you have for all of the WLBE My 790 listeners?
Well, we're still doing veggies.
Yes.
So if anybody is still interested in planting veggies, we still have some. We have peppers and some of the, summer hardy tomatoes and eggplants. Butterfly plants, butterflies are real popular right now. There's lots of them out there. And you want to make sure you have some nectar plants for them.
Sure.
So we do have some of those. And then it's also a time to put some color in the yard, especially if you've kind of neglected it. And we've got some sun patients and crotons and hibiscus and lots of different stuff, marigolds and all different types of salads.
And so annuals and perennials, you have all of those. That's wonderful. Do you have any irises still left?
Yes.
I'm surprised they are still blooming. They have been blooming nonstop for the last 6 weeks, and I just think that's incredible.
And we also have some water lilies that are blooming. I'm looking at them right now, some purple and some pinks and some reds. It's gardening time.
Wonderful. Now, you talk about butterfly plants, but, intermixed between those, you can put roses, and roses attract butterflies, too.
Oh, yeah. So many of your, especially your colorful plants will attract butterfly and hummingbirds as well.
Yes, yes.
Also have some Jamaican sorrel plants. I don't know, probably not that many people may be familiar with it.
Well, tell us about them.
I have fallen in love with Jamaican sorrel. It makes quite a large plant,
uh-huh.
and it blooms and then fruits. And you actually use a calyx of the flower, and you can make a jelly out of it. You can make a syrup out of it. It has lots of vitamin C in it.
Oh, I recognize it. Is it that? It's called cranberry, hibiscus cranberry kind.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. This has green leaves. It doesn't have any of the red foliage.
Okay, all right.
And it's quite a stout plant. And anyway, I just love it. And it grows all summer long, and you harvest them in the early fall.
And it is reddish color, and it is edible, the fruit of it.
Right. The fruit is edible. And you do have to peel it. I mean, you'll process it somewhat.
Uh-huh.
And then, like I said, there's a lot of different things you can make with it.
Sure.
I just love to make a syrup out of it. And then from there, you can do whatever you want.
What do you do with it?
I make a syrup, with some sugar,
uh-huh.
and then I bottle it up, and then you can use it in cocktails.
Cocktails or ice cream.
you can also make a jelly out of it.
Oh, wow.
You can put it on your ice cream. You can mix it with rum in Jamaica. It's very popular.
Well, I am going to have to ask my master gardener from Jamaica, Marie D'Amato, what she does with it. That's great.
It's a great plant.
Oh,
wonderful.
So now, what sizes does it come in?
I just have it in a 2-gallon. I actually get them local. I have a Jamaican friend who brings them in, and they're really nice and healthy. They're about 2.5 feet tall, and they're in 2-gallon pots. And
oh, excellent.
Anyway.
Well, that sounds wonderful. So you also have indoor plants and then also plants for the shade?
Yes, we do. We have, I've got some variegated gingers that are really pretty right now.
Uh-huh.
Azaleas, camellias, of course. I have some more hydrangeas coming in. I've got a few right now.
Uh-huh.
These coming in, they're on the order as well. Holly ferns are great for the shade.
Those are nice ground covers, and that's what we're going to be discussing is ground covers.
Yes, they are. And, of course, the giant larapi, which is pretty common, but it's still a good filler.
It is a good filler. I mean, it just adds that kind of like little frame, and it just fills in the little spaces. I love them.
Yeah,
and they do have the little purple flowers on the different varieties of larapi. So that's cool.
And we have a really good variety, one that doesn't get the crown rot. So
that's great to know. That is good.
Yeah.
And so also, too, this is a great time if people want to fill in for grass seed. This is a time to put it down.
Absolutely. We have Argentine Bahia, Pensacola Bahia. We also have centipede. And we also have zoysia seeds.
Zoysia seeds?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me about that.
It comes in a 2-pound bag. It's by the Patton Seed Company, which is the one that does the centipede. You know, I've personally, it's called Zenith, is a variety of zoysia. Anyway, it's a little tiny seed, looks a lot like centipede.
Great.
You know, if somebody wants to kind of fill in holes or whatever, I would say that would be great.
That's wonderful. So tell us where you're located in beautiful Leesburg.
We're located downtown Leesburg on Magnolia Street at the corner of Magnolia and First, right next to the police station. We're open from 8 till 5:30 Monday through Friday, 8 till 1 on Saturday, and you can give us a call at any time at 787-4415.
Thank you so much, Blondine.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, and you can even be planting herbs right now. And I know Blondine has some great herbs that can take the heat. Right now, basil's doing well. Bay laurel's doing well. Chives, dill, ginger. She was just talking about that. She has varieties of ginger. But then also the rosemary. With all this rain, the rosemary is looking fantastic. Mexican tarragon. Good kind of idea to when you're looking at plants, Mexican, the Caribbean, Spanish, and then Mediterranean names, Italian, and then also African. If you get the plants with those as its common name, they're going to do well here in Central Florida. So my favorite is the African blue basil. I'm telling you, if you want to attract pollinators to your edible landscape, to your orchard, to all of your plants that you need pollinated, your vegetables, have African blue basil. It has a pretty flower on it. It is edible, but it does attract the bees and the pollinators. They love it, and it's just so attractive. It's one of my favorites. Then also, I think I mentioned Mexican tarragon, oregano, sage, and thyme. And you're going to want to stay tuned. We have Brooke Moffis coming up, and she is the Lake County Horticultural Agent, Extension Agent, and she's going to be talking about ground covers. And I think we got some herbs in there for you that can do the job there. So we're going to be talking about that and perennial peanut. If you want to plant in your garden some ground covers that are low maintenance and possibly even edible, we're going to give you some great ideas. You're listening to Teresa Watkins. I'm a gardener, horticulturist, landscape designer. We're going to be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Your Backyard on Real Country AM 790 WLBE.
All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
We're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and environmental consultant. I love to help people with their backyards. And I have another person with me who I deeply adore. Her name is Brooke Moffis, and she is the Lake County Extension Horticultural Agent. Good afternoon, Brooke. Welcome back.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks for having me.
I'm so pleased to have you. And you have had a good 6 months here where you've had lots of work to do. Tell us about your new son.
Okay, yes. I have a little boy, and he's 3 months old as of just last week, and so just got back into work last week, too. So I'm juggling mom now, but it's good.
I'm sure, and Etta must adore him, too, as well.
She does. She's a great big sister, so the family's expanding.
That's wonderful. Well, you know how to grow things, so that's good.
There you go.
So what I wanted you to come on today for is I've been seeing a lot of perennial peanut, and it's looking fantastic. It's doing really well. And I thought, well, you know, getting everyone interested in planting more ground covers, including perennial peanut, is a good idea. So tell us a little bit about, ground covers. What's the purpose of them?
Okay, so ground cover really is, it's a good replacement for turf in an area that you won't be having a lot of traffic in. There are some ground covers that you can walk across, but there's others that you should not.
Right.
Turf is still probably the best thing to use if you're going to be playing sports on it, or if you have kids or pets.
Yes.
Yeah. If you need a play area, turf is still a really great go-to.
But, I agree. Yeah.
You know, if you're not going to be using it for high traffic, you may want to consider a ground cover.
I think that's a great idea because, you know, people are talking about meadows now, and it's really and attracting pollinators. And I think ground covers are a good choice for that. And here in Lake County, we have a lot of communities that have hills on them, and ground covers will be good there too, right?
Yes, very good for slope stabilization. That's a very good point, Teresa. Those roots can really get in there, and they can knit in, and they can keep erosion down.
Right. And then also, too, there's some areas where turf shouldn't be grown. And even if it's in full sunlight, because we always say don't plant when you don't have, you know, enough sunlight. But there's areas where there's full sunlight and turf shouldn't be grown, very small areas, and ground covers would be good there.
That's a possibility. Now, if you've got a continuous problem spot in your turf, you may want to consider, well, first, you know, you can kind of go through the gamut to try to figure out what's going on with it. But if it's a continuous problem spot, it may be a good idea to put a little island there and to put some, you know, landscape plants and then a ground cover down.
Sure, sure.
Also, you know, you talked about sunlight. Turf, most of your turf needs about 5 hours of full sun or at least filtered sun. I mean, turf really likes sun. So if you have a high shade area, ground covers are about the only way to go. I shouldn't say only way. You could also turn it into landscape bed with mulch. But if you want that turf look in a high shade area, there's a lot of ground covers that can work.
Right. Well, I just know that I see a lot of mulched areas, and I'm going, that's not a landscape.
Right,
yeah. You know? And so if we can put plants in there, that's better for the soil. It's better for, you know, the heat. And just putting mulch there, just not necessarily, that doesn't make it a landscape. So,
and you know, a lot of people get confused, and they think, oh, if I mulch my whole yard, it'll be Florida friendly. Well, you know, you really have to put plant material in it for it's Florida friendly.
I think so too. Good point. Good point.
Right.
So now ground covers, they're good for pollinators. You know, what makes them good and why do they attract pollinators?
Well, they, you know, they'll produce flower with nectar. I, for instance, in my front yard, I have Sunshine Mimosa.
Yes, I love it. It's looking great, too, right now.
And this is a non-irrigated area, so I personally thought it would be a good fit because it's a non-irrigated area in the front. And I will say that I have St. Augustine in the backyard. So, you know, I do have turf and ground cover. But my front yard is just so dry and not irrigated, so the Sunshine Mimosa works great. It's really fun because it attracts bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
And they'll come and they'll actually chomp off the little, you know, tuft of purple flowers.
Sure.
And I'll also notice a lot of, you know, pollinators, a lot of bee species that aren't your typical honeybee but are native bee species that frequent those flowers as well.
Sure, so, because I think that's a good point because we just don't think about them enough. Everybody's worried about the honeybee, but that honeybee is not native. And so we really should be looking at other pollinators and other bee families, that bee species that will be attracted to our yard too as well. So you talked a little bit about having plants that can handle foot traffic. And so ground covers, there's a little bit of them, but what kind of ground covers would you suggest can handle foot traffic?
Okay, so, and when I'm talking foot traffic, I'm talking light foot traffic.
Right.
You know, you're not playing sports on them, that type of thing.
Sure.
But, you know, perennial peanut can handle a little bit of foot traffic.
Okay.
So Sunshine Mimosa.
Okay.
And then you could even do creeping thyme in between. Now, I say foot traffic, but I like to see it when people put stepping stones and flagstones down, and then they put the little bit of creeping thyme in between.
I love that, too, as well.
It really softens the edge, and plus, when people do kind of touch the creeping thyme, it releases some of the fragrance, so it's really nice for the garden.
And there's a fragrance. That's just wonderful. And it creates an ambiance in your walking as your path. So if you're walking through your yard, and it just makes you feel good to smell those fragrances wafting up.
Oh, definitely.
So let's talk about perennial peanut. Is it an expensive plant to put in the ground?
It's not really too expensive. You are going to look at a little bit, you know, more cost than, say, your turf your initial year.
Right.
As far as maintenance goes, I should say. But that's just the initial year. And let me back up, Teresa. I missaid that.
Sure.
With your perennial peanut, to establish it and get it going that first year, it's going to cost more than your maintenance of your turf grass, probably for at least about that one
sure.
year.
Sure, okay.
But then
Right.
It's a lot less maintenance.
Okay, and so what kind of maintenance does it need? Can it be mowed?
Yes, you want to mow it, you know, about every 4 weeks.
That's saving you a lot of time.
Yes, it's getting rid of that weekly mowing, which we all have to do, and sometimes biweekly, just depending on the rainfall and the type of grass.
Sure.
So it does save you a lot of time, and it can save you some money in the long term, too, because if you're paying someone to maintain your area as well. I will say that one thing you have to be cautious of is when you first plant ground covers and perennial peanut, you really want to herbicide the area so that you don't get a lot of weeds popping up, because that can be one of the tricky parts to that very first year.
Right, because it's kind of not sparse, but it's not real thick at the beginning.
Right.
And so those weed seeds will pop up. So, how many would you suggest planting in an area?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a really good question, actually. I would say you want to plant them on about a foot center, so it all depends, like, how big your area is. Another thing that you can do is, if you can find it, you can sometimes get the perennial peanut, you know, almost like in pieces of sod
okay.
to put down. But a lot of times you and I, you know, your typical homeowner is going to find them in a gallon-sized pot at a nursery.
Okay.
So.
And what does perennial peanut do for the ground? Because peanuts are very healthy for soil.
It is. It actually fixes nitrogen in the soil. So it takes nitrogen from the atmosphere and fixes it down into the soil with the root system. And that's another advantage to perennial peanut, is you really don't have to fertilize it with nitrogen.
That's great.
Yeah, it can benefit now from some potassium and some magnesium.
Okay.
So, you know, a fertilizer without nitrogen with potassium magnesium is a good idea. But really, you know, again, it takes nitrogen from the atmosphere and fixes it. One thing I like to do, now I'm switching gears on you a little bit, is that sunshine mimosa.
Yes.
It also is a legume, so it fixes nitrogen as well.
Isn't that incredible?
So.
That, you know, is just amazing. I just saw some in Sanford, and it looked so good and so natural. And guess what? It was mixed in with the St. Augustine grass. It was a whole median strip, and it looked wonderful.
And, you know, I grow mine kind of near my edible plants. Like, I have pineapple growing in that area, and I have a pomegranate.
Uh-huh.
And so it helps, you know, provide a little bit of nitrogen to those plants.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, but perennial peanut and mimosa, they're not, and that's the Mimosa strigulosa, because I know there's other mimosas out there. But they're not edible, are they?
You know, the perennial peanut has been used for a forage crop for cattle.
Okay, so it's not toxic.
It's not toxic, correct.
Right, but it's not really edible for humans. You can't pull it up and pull the peanuts off and boil them.
No,
it's not.
Definitely not. Thank you for pointing that out.
I don't want somebody to plant it and then pull it up and be so disappointed.
You know, it
is amazing to me. It's just funny to me, because some people don't know where peanuts come from, and they think it comes from a bush or a shrub or a tree. And when they see you pulling it up out of the ground, it's really funny to see the look on their face. and so now most nurseries sell it, or where can they find perennial peanut and other good ground covers?
You're probably going to have to look. I mean, you're probably going to have to go to a retail garden center. You may even have to ask for it. But I have seen it out there on the market.
Okay.
And sometimes you can even find it in little plugs as well.
Oh,
at the retail garden center.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so ground covers for Central Florida, what would you suggest for full sun areas?
Okay, so for full sun, perennial peanuts, great. sunshine mimosa is great. You can even do Asiatic jasmine as well.
That's now, true.
That's not a walkable ground cover, though.
No, it'll trip you in
right,
a heartbeat.
Right, right. Yes, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, and then but also sedums and succulents, which would not be walkable, but they would also be good for full sun.
Yes, definitely.
See, okay, so then what would you want to put into the shade areas? Because those won't grow really well in the shade.
Right. So the Asiatic jasmine is another good standby because it will perform nicely in the shade. Maybe not a real, real heavy shade, but it does well as a shade plant. So that's one that I think is really nice turf replacement if you're not going to walk on it. I also like dwarf mondo grass, although you like it too?
I love it.
Yeah.
It doesn't spread fast, but...
Yeah, you would need to plant a lot of it, for instance. You know, for instant bang.
I just love going through Winter Park and seeing these big mansions, and their entire front yard is just dwarf mondo, and that's what you need to have to be able to plant that many, is to be able to afford those big mansions. But the grass looks so cool, and it never gets any taller. You don't have to mow it, and if somebody wanted it, they could start off small and do a small area, and it does, you know, expand, but not quickly.
Right. It really is a slow grower. That's true. I think it gives a nice, almost Asian look to the garden.
It does. It does. So what other kind of shade areas or shade plants do we have for ground covers?
You know, if you can find it, you'd have to go to a native plant nursery to find this. But there's a partridge berry that's a very low ground cover.
I love that. Is that the one with the little red berry?
Yes. Yeah.
I love that one.
So that one's a nice one. So, you know, I must say it is harder to find ground covers in a high shade area unless you start to talk about doing things that are taller.
Yes.
You know, like holly fern is a nice, I don't know if you consider it ground cover.
I do.
A perennial, you know.
Yeah, I know. I think ferns are a good ground cover. But there's also Carolina Ponyfoot, which is a Florida native.
Yeah.
And it does well in the shade. And then a little bit of dichondra could cover some areas too as well.
Oh, and you just made me think of another one.
What?
Dichondra's really nice. Basket grass.
Basket grass. You know, I was just talking about that on Facebook today, that somebody said, I love basket grass. And they're going, oh, it's a weed, but it does a great ground cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it does. And we actually have an area where it came in naturally, and it was back behind our greenhouse, and it was near our pond out here at Discovery Gardens, and it just filled in that area beautiful.
Okay, Brooke, can you stay with me through the break? Because I've got some more questions to ask for you. You're such a good resource for our listeners, and if you can stay tuned, you're listening to In Your Backyard. Can you stay?
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much, Brooke. You're listening to Real Country AM 790 WLBE. Teresa Watkins here in your backyard.
It's a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
Sunnyland Professional and All Natural Fertilizers is what Florida lawns and gardens require to keep them healthy, green, and growing. For over a century, Sunnyland has been your hometown team, making fertilizers in Florida specifically for our sandy soil conditions. You can purchase Sunnyland products, Right Green, Professional, and All Natural Fertilizers at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. When you're looking for fertilizer for your lawn and garden, put your trust in Sunnyland. Sunnyland, keeping Florida green since 1884. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins, host of In Your Backyard Gardening Show, heard Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on My 790 AM. When I need gardening supplies, I stop by Simon Seeds in Leesburg. Simon Seeds Nursery has everything you need to make your yard beautiful and the garden productive, from seeds and plants to organic products and Sunnyland fertilizers. Blondine can help you grow your plants like a pro. Make your landscape the envy of your neighborhood. Visit Simon Seeds at 105 West Magnolia in downtown Leesburg, or call Blondine at 787-4415 and be on the way to the yard you've always dreamed of. And we're back with more of In Your Backyard. Teresa Watkins here, and I have with me as my guest today, Brooke Moffitt. She is a Lake County Extension agent for this Discovery Gardens. She has a lot of responsibility here in Lake County, and she's a great resource for gardeners and horticulture. And Brooke, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we have a caller on the air. Good afternoon, Sam. You're on the air with Teresa and Brooke in your backyard.
Sam the Orange Man, top of the afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sam. How can we help you? You got two experts with you today.
Well, I just wanted to know if y'all wanted some of those avocados. I've got about another 2 weeks. I'm going to have about 75 to 100 per tree. Would you like some?
Well, Brooke, would you like some?
Of course.
Yes.
I love avocados.
I do too. So if you'll drop them off at the station, I'll get them to Brooke and I'll take a lot of them home.
I just wanted to make that statement. If you want them, they're there. I'll come. You come pick them or I'll bring them to you, whatever you want.
Well, I would love if you come and bring it to us. That would be very helpful.
I can, as much as you've done for me and the information you've given me, I'll be more than happy to.
Thank you so much, Sam. You're a delight. Thank you so much for listening.
Y'all have a good one. Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, that's sweet. Well, that's wonderful. Brooke, we're talking about ground covers. And what about flowering besides mimosa? Are there other great ground covers that you could put in the garden that, different heights but are very colorful?
Colorful ground covers. You know,
the flowering ones?
Well, there's one. Before we go to flowering, there's Asiatic jasmine has a new type of variety out called Snow in Summer.
I love it.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It
has
the
pink tips when it comes out, like a soft baby pink. Oh, love it.
I use it in my landscapes, and it looks wonderful. And there's also a salsa one that is orange green.
You beat me to that. I was going to say salsa.
Salsa looks really great, too. But there's also a variety that I've seen, and I really do like it. It's a little different than our native violets, but it's called Australian violets. Have you seen that one?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, it looks great. It takes our weather beautifully, and it makes a wonderful ground cover, and it pops up, and it looks just like the little Johnny Jump-Ups.
Oh, cute.
And it's called Australian violets. If I find one, I'll bring one for you for the Discovery Gardens. But then what about lantana and the ornamental sweet potatoes?
Okay, ornamental sweet potatoes are fabulous for container gardening. They can also form a really nice ground cover, not walkable. But I put in marguerite, which is one of the, most common sweet potato vines that you can find.
Sure.
Now, they're not edible. Don't eat the tuber. But they will provide you with so much bright color. It's like a chartreuse green. So that's that marguerite sweet potato.
And it looks good. And it just comes back every year, too. So it may get knocked down by the winter, but it will come back. But I haven't found it to be invasive. Now, how do you feel about lantana?
Okay, so lantana. We do, you don't want to get what comes up in your yard and try to encourage that because it's an invasive and it can be spread by birds through the seed. And it's actually a pretty big invasive in citrus groves and out in our natural areas. So you don't want to just take what comes up in your yard. There is actually a series. It's called the Patriot Series. So if you can find lantana and it says Patriot Series, the seeds are sterile.
That's a great, great product then.
And then also there is Gold Mound.
Yes.
And that one is not invasive, and it's a real bright yellow. And, the native one, Pineland Lantana, is like a soft cream color.
Love
that plant.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, what about edible ground covers?
Oh, Teresa, let me think. Edible ground covers.
Well,
you might have to help me out on this
okay.
one.
we have real sweet potatoes, and then the creeping thyme, and then there's one called creeping rosemary that smells wonderful.
That's cool too.
And then oregano can make a ground cover. Mint can make a ground cover. And then also, how about strawberries along a pathway with pavers or flagstone and put strawberries in between?
Could.
Isn't that a great idea?
You could. It's a nice way to add edibles
to the landscape. Yeah. And so then we have our good foundation plants, too, because junipers, there's a lot of great junipers as ground covers.
Yes.
And
Blue Pacific.
Yes.
And there's also Blue Rug. And those both have that real nice sea green color.
Oh, I love it, too. And that's just nice to put into, especially if you've got a pollinator garden. It just gives you that evergreen color all year round, too, as well. So now if somebody would like to have more resources for ground covers, what would you suggest they do?
So we have a whole publication through the University of Florida, Ground Covers for Florida, and you can actually just, if you want to hop on to your web browser and put in U.S. ground covers, it'll actually pull it up.
Excellent.
Now, if you have trouble finding it, or say you just are still one of those that does not want to be on the internet, you can always contact us here at the Lake County Extension Office, and we can get that publication for you.
Excellent. And then, two, twice a year, the Master Gardeners have sales, and they usually have some ground covers there, too, as well.
Yes, we do. We definitely have a lot of ground covers. So please, you know, check us out. Get on our Facebook account and UFIFAS, Lake County Extension Master Gardeners. I know it's a mouthful, but we're on there on Facebook, and so you can get on there and you can be alerted to all of our sales. And also, we have an email list that we maintain. So if you want, call our office. I'll go ahead and give you the number.
Sure.
352-343-4101. I'll give it one more time. 352-343-4101. You can be asked to be put on our email list, and every month we send you out, and we don't give you too many. We only send one or two a month, but every month we'll send you out the upcoming activities that we have going on.
Excellent. And I want to just remind everybody too, there's a great company. It's got a great website ground covers. It's called steppables.com, and that's steppables.com, and it's plants that tolerate foot traffic, and they have a lot of varieties that will do well here in Florida, so you can check those out too as well. Any events coming up for Lake County?
Well, actually, we have an interesting one, and it's on the 16th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we have Dr. Juanita Popino. She is going to be talking about Mediterranean crops that we can grow here in Central Florida.
That's going to be great.
Yes, and our Family and Consumer Science agent, Mia Wilchcombe, she is going to be discussing the Mediterranean diet. So we're having a Mediterranean Saturday on June the 16th. So there is a fee for that class. It is a $10 class. There's samples. And you're going to get just to hear from, you know, Dr. Popino and Mia Wilchcombe. And
so much information. That'll be great. The Mediterranean diet is very good. We've gone on it ourselves. And so I just can recommend it. If you haven't heard about it, this will be a great class for you. I think that's wonderful, Brooke.
Some of the plants we're going to feature, pomegranates, olives, and let's see if we can grow those in Central Florida.
That will be great, and I think olives, can you just imagine olives growing in your yard? That would be tremendous. Thank you so much, Brooke. I certainly appreciate it.
You're welcome, Teresa.
I'll bring you the avocados from Sam.
Wonderful.
Margarita Day, here comes guacamole. All right.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care, Teresa.
That was Brooke Moffis with the Lake County Extension from the University of Florida, and she is the Extension Horticultural Agent, and she is just a delight and full of great information. The Lake County Master Gardeners are a tremendous resource here for Lake County, so you do want to support those and check them out. If you have a question for the Lake County Master Gardeners, and it's on a day when In Your Backyard is not on and you can't call me, then you can go and call 352-343-4101, extension 1, and you will get the Lake County Master Gardeners, and they will do everything they can to help you out and give you the information the University of Florida has. All right, so if you did not get that website again, that was steppables.com. That's steppables.com, and that is a website that has plants that are durable and dependable and tough for your landscape, and they do have ground covers that will grow here in Central Florida, Zone 9A and 9B, and so you can check them out. If you'd like to have flowering ground covers, just think about Ajuga is a good one. Australian violets, like I said, it's really a wonderful little ground cover. Lantana, ornamental sweet potato. Rain lilies make a great ground cover. Annuals, and then also two ornamentals like colorful purple queen and oyster plants also will make great ground covers. So you can check those out. I'd like to thank Sam for calling in and just being such a great listener too. I will be posting the links for Steppables and also some pictures of some of these ground covers on my Facebook page. That's Teresa Watkins FL. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and that stands for Sustainable horticultural environments. Big thank you for Brooke coming on the show today. And next week, as we go into the summer, we're going to be talking about plants that can take all of the rainfall, all of the heat, and we're going to be discussing flowers that you can put into your garden. And so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. If you'd like me to discuss a topic for you, you can send me questions at teresa.watkins@live.com, teresa.watkins@live.com, and I will answer your gardening questions and maybe feature them on In Your Backyard so that other listeners can benefit from your question and your curiosity. So just remember right now, your irrigation system should be shut off, should not be coming on. You want to help save Florida's precious resources. Remember, water is not only your right, it's your responsibility. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.